This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. We're continuing in Daf Hashem Mesach Leksubos, Samach Dalet Amid Beis. May Hashem give us tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya. Says the Mishnah, Hamashra Es Ishtai Ayidei Shlish, someone who supports his wife through a third party. Okay, now, what kind of arrangement is this? A guy seemingly, a person could say to his wife, you know, like if you ever visit the old mansions, there was his room and her room, and sometimes even his house and her house. And that may be, at least according to the Rambam, that's a viable relationship. That's a viable marriage. In other words, they're not required to live together in the same house. Not everybody agrees with that. But that is definitely an approach in the Rishonim. Hamashre es ishtai desha, someone who's providing his wife through a third party. La yivchos la mishnei kavin chitin, or me'arba kavin sa'irim. Cannot give her less than 2 kav of wheat or 4 kav of barley. That means per week. Now, what if they live together? Is it the same amount? Maybe then you could give less. If you're living with her and you're eating less, you could give less. This is talking about where you're not living with her. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Lo pasak la sa'irim. So you either give her 2 kav of wheat or 4 kav of sa'irim. Rabbi Yossi says, nobody allows you to make up a measurement of barley, Ela Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Shahaya samach la edaim. Because he lived near edaim. Near Edom, they had poor barley. The noisin lachatzi kav kitnes. He has to give her 1/2 kav of legumes. The chatzi loig shemen and 1/2 loig of oil for illumination, whatever else she needs oil for. The kav groigras, 1 kav of dried figs. A mana devela, or a measurement of devela, of pressed figs. Vim einloi, if you don't have that, poisik lumasan. Peros makamacher, you make it up with other kinds of fruits. Venoisin lamita, you have to give her a bed. Mafitz umachzelas, a soft mat. And a hard mat. Venoisin la kapa l'roisha, and you give her a covering for her head. Vechagar lamasna, and a belt for her loins. Umenolim, and shoes mimoy lamoy, for every yomtif. So if you think, your wife buys shoes so often, you got to give her at least 3 pairs of shoes a year. Okay? So if you're married for 25 years, she should have at least 75 pairs of shoes. That's what the Mishnah says. V'kelem shel chamishim zuz, mishana shana, plus clothing of 50 zuz yearly. V'einoisin la loy chadashim esacham, you don't give her new clothing in the summer. It's too heavy. In the summer, you don't give her worn out clothing in the rainy season. You give her kelim of 50 zuz in the rainy season. So they're new and fully, they're full in the rainy season. And she covers in the worn-out ones in the summer. The hashchakim shela, she gets the worn-out clothing. Noisin la ma kesav l'tzarcha, you got to give her spending money. So spending money, she bought a wardrobe and shoes and a belt. No, you got to give her spending money. V'eicheles imay milei l'shavs l'leil shavs, she eats with you every Friday night. We'll see, there's an opinion that means it's referring to relations. If you don't give her spending money, she gets the excess masiyadayim. So the spending money you give her is for her excess masiyadayim. Umahi oisalai. What is she responsible to produce? Mishkal chamesh slaim shasi bihuda. The weight of 5 sela of warp thread in Yehuda, shein eser slaim begalil, which is 10 sela in the Galil. In Yehuda, the money was worth twice as much. Oy mishkal eser sam arev bihuda, or the weft, a weight of 10 sela in Yehuda, shein esim sam Galil, which is 20 sela in the Galil. The warp was more substantial than the weft. Vim hoysa manika, if she's nursing, She's not required to produce so much. And you got to feed her more. You have to give her more food. What are we talking about? A poor woman. These are the minimum shirim. Somebody who's mechubad. You know what mechubad means? Nobody, you know, you can't say someone's wealthy. You say mechubad. And then v'hamei v'nyavin. Someone who has money, hakol afi kvaydai. Okay. So now we get to the fun part. Because everybody loves math. Math is everyone's favorite subject. Especially economics. So here we go. Mani masnisin. Who is the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says you got to give her 2 kav of wheat, which is 4 kav of barley. Now, I'm going to mention my 7th grade Rebbe, Latoiva. He taught us Blaksa 6463. Blaksa stands, write that now. Beis Lamed Kuf Samach Aleph. Blaksa. Beya, Lug, Kav, Sa, Eifa. You got that? Blaksa 6-4. Write down in a one column, Blaksa, Beis, Lamed, Kuf, Samach, Aleph, 6-4-6-3. There's 6 eggs in a lug, 4 lug in a kav. That means there are 24 eggs in a kav. You got that, everyone? There are 24 eggs in a kav. Saying wherever you are, I don't care where you are, the East Coast, the West Coast, you could be on the North Pole. There are 24 eggs in a kav. Okay, now, the Mishnah says you got to give a woman 2 kav of wheat. That's basically 48 eggs of wheat a week. It's a lot of eggs, no? But you got to give her 2 kav of wheat. A kav is 24 eggs. 2 kav is 48 eggs. That's a weekly allowance of food. Says Gemara, Mani Masnisen. Who's the Mishnah like? Loi Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, v'loi Rabbi Shimon. Because we're going to see that to create a tchum, you got to put food for 2 meals. Okay? Now, basically in the Mishnah, you're giving her, I don't know, 14 meals a week or so. And that's 48 eggs. So let's make a cheshbon here. Says the Gemara, Loi Rabbi Yochanan Breika, v'loi Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, the Kamashi Uroi. What is the shear of Eruv Tchumen? Mazon Shtei Sudois L'chol Echad V'Echad. Food of 2 meals for each person. Mazonoi L'chol, what you normally eat during the week, V'loi L'Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer L'Shabbos V'loi L'chol. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shabbos bread, not the weekday bread. Rav Meir says the weekday bread and not Shabbos bread. They're both trying to be lenient. Rav Meir is trying to be lenient. He says weekday bread because Rav Meir didn't eat a lot of. Rav Meir ate more bread on Shabbos because Shabbos is a bigger meal. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Shabbos bread because there were other courses, so he didn't eat a lot of bread on Shabbos. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, you ready for this? I try to write this down. That's why I had to push off the shir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, Kikar halakuach bepunyan. A loaf that's bought for a pudyan. A loaf that's bought for a pudyon, may arba sa and lasela. When 4 sa is a sela. So what does this mean? A loaf bought for a pudyon, when 4 sa is a sela. A sela is, Rashi says, 4 dinar. A dinar is 6 ma. A ma is 2 pudyon. So basically, a sela is 48 punyain. Okay, a sela is 48 punyain. So when a loaf is bought for a punyain, when 4 sa is a sela. Basically, you're buying a loaf for 48 punyain. Now, 4 sa A loaf is both for a punyoin and four saw in a sela. So, let's try to make a cheshbon. A saw is, there's six kav in a saw. So, four saw is 24 kav. 24 kav, then, if arba saw lesela, 24 kav is 48 pudyoin, which means one kav is 2 pudyoin. 1 pudyoin is a half a kav. A kav is 24 eggs. So a half a kav is 12 eggs. So I would say as follows. You're going to have to... the way we're going to have to do this is you're going to have to take my word for it that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, two meals is 12 eggs. How we got that, either you could have a photographic memory and memorize what I just said, or you could go through the cheshbon very carefully. But for us to get through this tonight, we're going to have to work with the reality that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, two meals is 12 eggs. Okay? Let's take it like that. Rib Shimon Oimer, Rib Shimon says, Shtei Yodois Lekikar, two portions of a loaf, when Shalosh Kikaris Lekav, when there are three loaves in a kav. So a kav has three loaves, and two meals are two-thirds of one loaf. Okay, so let's look like this. One kav, according to Rav Shimon, one kav has three loaves. One third of a loaf is a meal. Two meals is two-thirds of a loaf. Now, chetzya lebeis hamenuga. The Gemara says that these shiurim, aside from being shiurim for eruvei tchumen, there are shiurim for other halachas. Half of a loaf will make it that when you go into a house with saras on it, not only will you be tame, but you will be metame your clothing. Normally, when an avatuma touches, when a body is in contact with avatuma, the body becomes a rishain. The rishain can make the clothing a sheni. But if you go into an a bayis hamanuga, and you're there, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf, your clothing will become tummy. V'chatzi chetzya, and half of a half, basically a quarter of a loaf, lifsol es hagvia, will disqualify the body. What does that mean? Someone who eats half of a half, his body becomes pasul from eating truma until he goes into the mikvah. Basically, and that shear is four eggs. Because a kikar of a loaf that is three for a kav is, Rabbi Isai, 24 eggs. So a third, one loaf is 8 eggs. So 4 eggs worth, right? One loaf is 8 eggs. A half of a half is 2 eggs. 2 eggs is the amount that will render your body pasul for chuma. Then the Gemara says one more shear. V'chatzi chatzi chatzia, an eighth, a half of a half of a half. Right? What's a half of a half of a half? A half of a half is a quarter. A half of a quarter is an eighth. So an eighth of a loaf, lekabel tumas oichlin, it's to be mekabel tuma, for food to be mekabel tuma, basically a beya. But this might be the shear. This is a makar that the shear of for tumas oichalim is a beya. How? Because a loaf is 8 eggs, and a half of a half of a half is 1 egg. This is the makar of a beya. Whoever came up with an egg? Who decided an egg is anything? The answer is, there are 3 loaves in a kav. A kav is 24 eggs. That means each loaf is 8 eggs. And a half of a half of a half is 1 egg. So, but we don't need any of this. All we need is like this. So mani, who is the Mishnah like? Who is the Mishnah like? E Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. If the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, Tamani Havyon. It's 8. Meaning, who will the Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha gives a set shear, a loaf that's bought for a pindyon when 4 saw arasela. That's 2 meals. So what does that come out to? A chatzi kav. A chatzi kav is 2 meals. That means 12 eggs is 2 meals. That means an egg. That means a 12 eggs is 2 meals. That means each meal is 6 eggs. So in the Mishnah, lo yivchosa mishnei kav en chitim. You're giving 2 kav of wheat for the week. Okay? So how much is 2 kav? 1 kav. 2 kav is 48 eggs. A meal is 6 eggs. So basically, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, you're only giving to give 2 kav, that's 8 meals. How do you give somebody 8 meals for a week? You get the cheshbon? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, 6 eggs is a meal. The thing is, in the Mishnah it says you give for the week 2 kav. 2 kav is 48 eggs. 48 eggs is eight meals. You're only giving 8 meals. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, you have to give 14 meals for the week. V'i Reb Shimon, and if it's Reb Shimon, who says there are 9 meals in a kav, tam nisari havyan, then that's 18 meals, because 2 kav is 18 meals, right? 2 kav is 48 eggs. And according to Reb Shimon, a kav is 9 meals. So if you're giving 2 kav for the week, that's 18 meals. You don't have to give 18 meals. You only have to give 14 meals. So miman v'shach. According to Reb Yochanan ben Broicha, you're giving 8 meals. And according to Reb Shimon, you're giving 18 meals. Says the Gemara, lo'olam Reb Yochanan ben Broicha. Really, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. You're going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Why are you only giving 8 meals? Because Amar Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda said elsewhere, Tse mehen shlish lechen v'ni. The price of the wheat is so expensive because a third has to go for the profit of the storekeeper. So it's not really 8 meals. It's an additional third. It's really 12 meals. Hachanami, I see Tilsa, take a third. Shadia alayu. Throw it on it. Says Gemara, fine, that's nice. That's still 12 meals. You need to give her 14 meals. Akati tarti sray of it. It's still 12. Says Gemara, no, but you're eating with her Friday night. Aren't you eating with her Friday night? So that's another meal that you're giving her besides the 12. Says Gemara, hanicha lamanda amar achila mamish. This is all fine and good according to the opinion that when the Mishnah says you eat with her Friday night, it means you eat with her. According to the Mandamar, that means you live with her. The Mishnah never says you eat with her Friday night. V'oid, that may account for the 13th meal, but you have to give her 14 meals. V'oid t'leser havyan. That's only 13. The answer is Rav Chisda didn't say you add on a third. Rav Chisda says you add on half, meaning 8 meals is 2 kav is eight meals only because you're adding on double for the storekeeper, for his profit. Half goes to the storekeeper. Here too, you take half, and you put it on it. So in other words, the Gemara is going to ask, well, then you're giving her 16 meals. But before that, the Gemara asks, so when did Reb Chisda say it's a third, and when did Reb Chisda say it's half? Kasha Reb Chisda Reb Chisda. Says Gemara, like Kasha, it's not difficult. Ha ba'asra de yahavi tzivi, ha ba'asra de lo yahavi tzivi. It depends whether the purchaser supplies the seller with wood. If the purchaser supplies the seller with wood, then the storekeeper only gets a third profit. If he doesn't supply the storekeeper with wood, and the storekeeper has to provide his own wood, then the storekeeper gets 50%. Says Gemara, well, if that's the case, then you're giving her 16 meals. Yihachi shitzer havin. Says Gemara, keman kereb chidka, dama arba sudo ischaiv al nach b'shabbos. Yeah! You know why you're giving her 16 meals? You thought you have to eat shalosh sudos? You have to eat arba sudos. You have to eat four meals on Shabbos. It's a good thing many shuls have a kiddush. You know? Because there's a shita to have four meals on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, oh, afil tein rabban. It can even be the rabbis who say you have shalosh sudos. And it's only 13. You're giving her 16 meals. And what about according to... We're saying like this. Really, it's going like Reb Chisda, that you're giving her 16. And either it's going like Reb Chidka, you give her four meals for Shabbos, or it goes like the Rabbanan, and you give her an additional meal, la'archi uparchi, for guests that leave early, that stay, or that leave. In other words, 12 for the weekday, 3 for Shabbos, 1 for guests. Says Gemara Hashadah, says, okay, now that we come to this, afil tam Reb Shimon, you can even say it's Reb Shimon. I, according to Reb Shimon, you were giving her 18 meals, because 2 kav is 18 meals. L'Rabbanan, dal tlas l'archi uparchi. You know how you get 18? Very simply. 12 for the week, 3 for Shabbos, 3 for guests. L'Rab Chidcha, dal tarti l'archi uparchi. 12 for the week, 4 for Shabbos, 2 for guests. Rabbi Isai, even though that seemed hard, the amount of siyata d'shmaya that was needed to do that was great. Okay, let's just finish to the bottom of the page. Am Rabbi Yossi loy pasak sarim. What did Rabbi Yossi mean? That nobody made up barley except for Rabbi Shmuel who lived near Edom. Says Gemara, Ela be'edom hu? The achlin sarim, only in Edom you eat barley? By the way, it's mamish in Yana Diyoma. This week's parasha is Esav hu Edom. It's all about Esav. So we have to have a blot about Edom. Okay. Says Gemara, b'kuli am loy achli. Everywhere else they don't eat barley. Hachi kamar loy pasak se'irim keflayim bechitim. In nowhere is barley double the price of wheat. Ela Rabbi Shmuel, only Rabbi Shmuel. Shahiyah samach le'adaim. He was near Edom. V'mnei she'se'irim Edom yes ro'isein. The barley of Edom is very bad. I wonder why that is. I'll let you ponder that. Why in Edom they have bad barley? And interesting, we have a Mishnah that seems to go like Reb Chidcha that says you have to eat four meals on Shabbos. Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabbah, and have a good night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.